Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that. We don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
74 million Americans ought not to be slandered based on the action of a couple thousand who participated in a violent mob.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
These 74 million Trump voters are, in fact, terrorists.
There will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate.
Well, excuse the emotion.
Hey, good morning to you. It is Inauguration Day in the United States, and we have got full coverage for you here today on 97.1 FM Talk. Glad that you're with us on this Wednesday morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And, you know, we starting at 7 this morning, we're told, 8 o'clock Eastern, the president has an event set for Joint Base Andrews. That's where Air Force One, at least as it is termed for the president, current president, will take off for the last time to fly him to Mar-a-Lago. And we don't quite know what to expect other than an event has been set and we're planning to cover it if indeed it happens. So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, the actual inauguration of Joe Biden to be president takes place between, I think, right around 11 o'clock our time today, between 10 and noon. We're going to take Fox News coverage for you so you can find out exactly what's going on up in Washington. So it's a big day all the way around.
It is. Yes, it is.
One that we celebrate in America, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For better or worse. My guy didn't win. The next guy in this case will be my president, even though we'll be on here a lot of days telling you what it is that he's doing that I don't like.
There should be plenty of that.
He is. There should be. I mean, he's going to sign 17 executive orders today, according
That's
to the
crazy.
AP this morning. Today. One of which guarantees not another foot of the southern border wall will be built.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. That one's not a surprise.
You don't have to go back very far to find Joe Biden griping about the border crisis. And it's kind of gone away. When's the last time you heard about it?
I don't know. He's going to have a little bit of a crisis on his hands when that caravan gets here, though, because he's going to have a decision to make.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that there's actually, just from what I've read, and it hasn't been much. I can't say I know anything like the experts do, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot he can do when they get here other than keep things the way they are. But we'll see. We'll see how he handles that.
Well, there's a story out of southern Mexico this morning that some of the people in that line of folks, the migrants, have been turned around and are headed back toward Guatemala. Apparently, the Biden people got to him and said, don't come yet. You got to give us a little while here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have
they're still coming.
They're going to have a PR crisis on their hands if people get here. Say they're here because of Joe Biden, and Joe Biden doesn't let them in.
True. Yeah. So. Very true.
We shall see.
You know, I don't know how many people heard this. They might have just heard it in the shortlist for the first time. Did you hear? Yesterday we had a bite from Kirsten Gillibrand. I still want to call her Kristen, but it's Kirsten. And she said that she thought Chuck Schumer was the right leader to bring America together. I had some questions about that. Not the least of which was what he went to the floor of the Senate yesterday and said about your current president. Go to cut five, please.
After what he has done, the consequences of which we were all witness to, Donald Trump should not be eligible to run for office ever again. All of us want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us.
Do we?
But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability. Not sweeping such a severe charge, such awful actions under the rug. So let me be clear. There will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate. There will be a vote on convicting the president for high crimes and misdemeanors. And if the president is convicted, there will be a vote on barring him from running again.
They seem awfully focused on that, don't they?
Yes, there it is. Do. At least he said there it at the end. Yeah.
That's what we're after, right there. Yep, and Mitch McConnell is apparently on board with alleging that the president provoked people. I don't know what the hell he's thinking, Mitch, that is. But, people are watching him right now. And supposedly the president was considering a pardon. He issued a number of them yesterday, including one for Steve Bannon. But he's apparently considering pardoning Assange. And the story has it that McConnell went to him and said, if you do that, you are going to be hurting your chances of avoiding a conviction in the Senate. Wow. So a little bit of hardball being played in D.C. Even today, we're going to have the latest on that for you coming up from Tanya Powers. I'd love to get to your phone calls. How are you feeling about today? What are your thoughts going forward under a Joe Biden administration? 314-241-9797 is the phone number down here. We'll get to your calls. We got to check a business coming at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Washington Swamp, they don't like Donald Trump. Never have, never will. He's always been an outsider, a disruptor, an iconoclast, a businessman. And you know what? Doesn't apologize for fighting and fighting and fighting to keep his promises to we, the American people. As a matter of fact, I actually have him right here. The White House put it out today. There's 1,000 Trump accomplishments in the last 4 years. And yeah, there's real stuff in here, real accomplishments.
There's Sean Hannity, part of his show last night. Wanted to play that for you this morning as we get ready for Inauguration Day up into the Capitol. The president leaves Washington this morning, coming up in what is going to be our 7 o'clock hour here. And then the inauguration set for around 11 a.m. Central Time. Tanya J. Powers with Fox News Radio has been covering the military presence and the security around this inauguration in D.C. She's joining us this morning with an update on that. Tanya, what are you seeing there?
Hey, good morning. Well, I'm not actually in D.C. I'm in New York. I'm monitoring the situation from here. Okay. So just to be clear about that, D.C. is under a national special security event status, which increases security to maximum levels. They have, of course, had the National Guard troops come in, you know, across the last several days. We've seen at least 25,000 of them there. The district officials also asked for 3,000 officers from around the country to provide security. I know here from the NYPD, they've sent about 200 of our officers to, you know, help make up that number. The D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, along with the Maryland governor and the Virginia governor, basically put out a joint statement in the last week or so saying, don't come to D.C. to witness the inauguration, which is, you know, really odd from what we would normally see, where lots of people, you know, plan trips and go and, you know, watch the whole thing live from the National Mall. That's not what's happening this year. Of course, COVID had a lot to do with that. So did the January 6th riot at the Capitol, which is another one of the reasons for the tight security. A lot of stuff is shut down in D.C. Most of downtown D.C. is shut down. They've got metro stations that are closed. Trains are not stopping there. Bus routes have been redone. You know, you can't just drive around the streets of downtown D.C. No. Right now. They're closed down. So they're not taking any chances with this.
Have they, other than referring to what happened on the 6th, because it's my understanding from reporting from several major outlets, I believe even the New York Times, that the Capitol Police got a heads up from the New York Police Department leading up to the 6th that there could be problems. Other than January 6th, have they talked about any specific threat today, Tanya?
As far as specific credible threat, no. But they have also said that there have been threats to lawmakers, federal monuments. That's according to the FBI. They, you know, have a memo with information from multiple federal law enforcement agencies and said that they'd, you know, seen chatter online. They had seen, you know, some of the groups, the extremist groups, making plans, you know, to get as close as they could and, you know, demonstrate. They're concerned about major security threats. The D.C. acting police chief said his department is facing major security threats. He said in his decades-long career with Metro Police, he's never seen so many agencies, you know, with provide such a high level of help for such a large event like that. So it's kind of an all hands on deck. They're not taking any chances with this one.
Nope, they are not. Tanya, listen, we appreciate your report this morning. Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
You bet. Tanya Powers, Fox News Radio there. Just wanted to get her on here to get an update. Again, no specifics. You would think if they had a credible threat, somebody would have said something about it, but I think the key was right there at the end. They're not taking any chances, and it's going to give some people a mental and image, visible image, videotaped image of this today to keep hounding on moving forward. I pray there's nothing going on. I honestly don't believe there will be, to be honest. Let me get to the phones here real quick. We've got three people holding. Let's get to Mike first on line two. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Morning.
I was just calling in. I mean, everybody's talking about, you know, the 2024 election, but, like, all the irregularities in this past election, like, if they're able to pull that off, like, why would there ever be another normal election ever again? And it's like the riots are, you know, the year-long riots. It depends on what side of the aisle on whether you're demonized or not. Like, it just sets it. 2020 really set a new standard for America, I think, and not in a good way.
Yep. Mike, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you for that. A lot of people have similar questions about what this means for voting going forward. Hopefully, the individual states can take up some of those issues, because it's not going to come from a Democratic-controlled House or Senate or White House. They got what they wanted. I would agree with that. Ethan on line three. Ethan, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, ladies.
Morning. Good morning.
Yeah, me and my wife, I finally got her talked into selling the house, because we're Trump supporters and we're definitely not the Groundhog Day supporters. So he's just going to go back into his little hole after he stands up and gets his inauguration. But we decided to sell the house, take advantage while everything's hot and heavy, because I really think it's going to drop back down just like the Obama time. So take care of that.
Yep.
And get advantage of it, because I see a lot coming. I work for the water company, and we see way too many rentals not being paid, way too many people losing their houses, way too many people selling. It's see the writing on the wall. So
thank you for the call, my friend. I appreciate that. Let me get to, before I run out of time here, let me get to Glenn on line four. Glenn, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Hey, 7 o'clock, I'm going to watch the last real president leave the White House. And unfortunately, I'm seeing the writing on the wall. We're going to get another shutdown. We're going to have another, you know, mandatory mask mandate. And it's, you know, pretty scary. And I just think it's pretty much cowardice of the whole situation to call in the National Guard, being a veteran myself, to try to defend them from angry people that know that this election was stolen.
Well, Glenn, thank you for the phone call. The thing about it is it is forever going to burn into the memory of anybody who watches it today. You'll see the members of Congress there. You'll see the former presidents there, minus Donald J. Trump, at the swearing in. There won't be a crowd other than people in battle dress uniform on the security perimeter around the Capitol building. That's an image that somebody wanted for today. We just have to figure out exactly why that is. I don't know exactly why. 6:35. Speaking of the economy, what are the markets doing today in preparation for this? We're going to get to Jennifer Kashinka and your phone calls when we come back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am proud. Proud, proud, proud to be a son of Delaware. And I am even more proud to be standing here doing this from the Major Bo Biden facility. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have one regret. He's not here, because we should be introducing him as president. But we have great opportunities. Delaware has taught us anything's possible. Anything's possible in this country. So God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you.
There he was yesterday before flying into Washington, the president-elect Joe Biden, and apparently has 17 executive actions he's going to sign when he gets into office a little bit later today. What are some of those going to impact the economy? What's Wall Street thinking about all this? Let's get to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be carrying all of this live here through Fox News Radio coming up at around 10 o'clock Central Time today. What are the markets expecting?
All right. Well, futures are higher this morning. Investors remain optimistic that fiscal stimulus is supporting businesses through the damage wrought by the pandemic. Janet Yellen made the case for another sweeping economic aid package at her hearing yesterday to be the next Treasury Secretary. Yellen says the incoming Biden administration's top priority is to relieve suffering caused by the pandemic, including providing aid for families, businesses, and communities hardest hit by the downturn, as well as spending to bring the virus under control. Moderna says it's on track to produce enough doses of its new COVID-19 vaccine to help meet President-elect Joe Biden's goal to administer 100 million vaccine doses in the first 100 days after he takes office. Moderna plans to deliver 100 million doses of the shot, which requires two doses per person, for use in the U.S. by the end of March, with additional doses to follow. The Boeing 737 MAX will be approved to resume flights in Europe next week, following nearly 2 years of reviews after the aircraft was involved in two deadly crashes that saw the planes grounded worldwide. The head of the European Aviation Safety Agency says the planes will be permitted to fly so long as they meet conditions specified by the agency and that pilots are up to date on their training. A federal appeals court has struck down one of the Trump administration's most momentous climate rollbacks, saying officials acted illegally in issuing a new rule that eased federal regulation of air pollution from power plants. The appeals court said the Trump administration's rule was based on a mistaken reading of the Clean Air Act, adding that the EPA fundamentally has misconceived the law. Netflix topped 200 million streaming subscribers for the first time at the end of 2020, as sign-ups surged yet again despite higher prices in the U.S. and Canada. Netflix shares are up 12% in pre-market trading. Harley-Davidson says it will debut a new line of motorcycles this year. The Milwaukee-based motorcycle manufacturer is offering up a slate of new models, including the Street Bob 114 and the restyled Fat Boy 114 Cruiser. The announcement comes less than a year after the company had reported plans to offer fewer models after facing years of declining sales. Kroger is testing new smart shopping cart technology in the Cincinnati area that eliminates paying at the checkout. The KroGo technology uses artificial intelligence to enable shoppers to assemble their order without having to scan items. As carts begin to recognize a box of cereal or pound of apples, the customer then swipes their credit or debit card at the cart and heads for the parking lot. And gamers, get your virtual cleats ready. Epic Games Fortnite is bringing soccer to its 350 million global players. Fortnite has partnered with 23 soccer or football clubs from around the world to create in-game outfits, tournaments, and emotes for players. Epic says it's Fortnite's largest sports partnership to date. Mark?
So I've got a kid that plays that now, and my son played it for years. Is it that they want the sports teams to come and compete as part of Fortnite, or are they changing the game to be more like the sport?
I can't answer that.
Don't know. I'm just trying to figure if they're maybe like my son is moved away from Fortnite to like Call of Duty. I just wonder if they're trying to drag people back to that game somehow.
I would think that they want to get people who are interested in soccer to play Fortnite. But
interesting.
I'm not a Fortnite person, so I can't really answer that.
I'm not any video game person, but thanks.
Yeah.
Jennifer, thank you.
You've got it.
All right. See you later. But appreciate that. Have you, either of you two played Fortnite?
No.
No, but I have loved ones that play, and it looks like this Fortnite's deal is new soccer skins. So basically, like the packs you can buy within the game. So sometimes they do like Marvel characters, or like one level was spies. I think they have a different theme for each time they do another. I don't know what it's called, but it looks like they've partnered with soccer clubs to allow them to wear basically uniforms and things.
Okay.
So just like another way to brand, and I'm sure it just means dollars for them.
Mm-hmm. Trying to get a little more. My experience with that, whenever my son has tried to lure me into a game like that, is that there's far too much multitasking going on to try to figure out how to hide myself while somebody's picking me off from halfway across the game.
True.
It's just not a world I understand because I just never was. I've never been into video games, so it's like speaking another language when I hear about all these games. I'm like, I don't have a clue. Well, it makes me feel really old and out of touch. But I didn't even like them when I was a kid. It just didn't. I just never had piqued my interest. I mean, I played an Atari game here and there. I mean, I can get through probably one level of a Mario Brothers, but that's about
it. I still play Mario. I still play Mario.
My girls love Mario Kart, and I try, and I'm terrible. So when you're really bad at it,
you oversteer?
You lose interest real fast. Mm.
Thank you.
You got to keep practicing and get better.
No.
It's a skill.
I try to take the little controller and use it like a steering wheel. I like oversteer and hit the wall all the time.
Oh yeah,
my
I'm
kids make fun of me. I'm like, this is awful.
Ooh, I'm having you guys over for a Mario Kart tournament, and we're putting money on this thing.
No,
that is my jam.
I'll just give you the money up front, and I'll sit in the corner and drink.
Save you the trouble.
All right, that works.
Maybe it'd be better if I, you know, had a drink while I tried to play Mario Kart. I don't know.
That's the best way to do it. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? What I've determined after looking at the Facebook page today, there are a lot of people out there who don't understand that the Babylon Bee is a satire site.
Mm. Oh.
I posted what I thought was a pretty funny article yesterday that said the most popular president in history will be inaugurated in secret behind a giant wall guarded by thousands of soldiers.
It was a funny article.
It's a funny article, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got somebody quote Don Lemon. They even fake quoted Don Lemon as saying the reason President-elect Biden has to do this, he's just so incredibly popular. He has so many rabid fans. They might try to rush the stage as they're overcome with enthusiasm and love for Biden, who's by far the most beloved candidate who's ever run for president. It's dripping with sarcasm.
Yes.
And I had people
okay, I'm glad
on my
you
Facebook,
caught that.
People on my Facebook page, like with question marks and shocked and saying he's the most unpopular. And I'm like, folks, it's satire. Read it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
No, it's that media literacy thing we talk about often.
I should not have to put that warning at the top of a Babylon Bee post. That's that's for sure.
Tis the world we live in, though.
I know it is. At least the pizza people are working with us, right? The pizza people want to, like, pay you to just eat pizza and sit in a corner. We're going to talk about that coming up. We're going to get to your phone calls. The president is expected to make some comments this morning as he prepares to leave Washington. That's supposed to happen sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to be keeping a close eye on it. If it happens, we're going to take you there live for that event at Joint Base Andrews, just outside of Washington, right here on 971 FM Talk. Quick break, 314-241-9797.
My fellow Americans, 4 years ago, we launched a great national effort to rebuild our country, to renew its spirit, and to restore the allegiance of this government to its citizens. In short, we embarked on a mission to make America great again for all Americans. As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together. We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
Part of the president's closing statement yesterday, although he may make some more comments here this morning as he gets ready to depart Washington. We're monitoring that for you. So if it happens, we're going to take you live there and let you hear what's going on at Joint Base Andrews as the president's ready to get aboard Air Force One and head off to the Great Blue Yonder of Mar-a-Lago. I can think of worse places to go than sunny Florida, right?
Yeah.
Get away from it all.
Yeah, we had somebody on our Facebook say they were in Riviera Maya listening from the beach, and I couldn't be more jealous.
No kidding.
Than I am of that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
That's fantastic.
There is warmer weather somewhere.
Yeah, and they're definitely up early this morning because I believe they'd be on Central Time down there too. Wow. Good for them. On vacation, up early, listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That's awesome.
What a way to relax.
So I saw this this story on pizza. A company wants to pay somebody $500 to watch Netflix and eat pizza all day. Is that in effect for today? Do we have any idea?
No.
Could use the distraction of just pizza and Netflix.
Couldn't we? This is my dream job, if there ever was a dream job for me other than this one. Netflix is offering to pay somebody $500 and give them a pizza budget and a Netflix budget to stream a few of their shows. They're taking applications through February, the middle of February.
I'd do it for 50.
I'd do it for nothing. I pay to do this every weekend. So
you have to watch and review three different television series on Netflix while testing and ranking takeout pizza.
And honestly, I've seen all but one of these shows anyway, so I'll just
list the shows.
One. Yeah, it's Queen's Gambit, Bridgerton, Night Stalker, or Cobra Kai. So you get to pick three of the four.
I saw
Queen's
seen one Gambit, of them. But it's that's a new year with an exciting
news. Oops, sorry. I don't know what that was.
You're forgiven because it was my computer.
All right, good. Wasn't me. That's positive. Have you seen Bridgerton?
I did, yes.
No.
What's your take on it, Trisha? I heard about it this weekend.
I loved it. It's very indulgent and steamy. I mean, it's a good it's a good escapism show.
It's not kid friendly, I understand.
Not at all.
Not at all.
It's a grown up show.
True.
But it's
heard
good
things about the Queen's Gambit too. So
that was good. I like that.
Good. All right. Well, good luck. So you have till February to apply for that.
Yep.
To get the $500 from Netflix. Good luck. February 12th, in fact. All right. We're out of time this hour. Stay tuned. We're going to be monitoring what's going on in Washington. If it happens, we'll bring it to you live. Charmaine Yost is going to join us from Heritage. And then we've still got Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.